This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh, so glad to have you with us. It's hour number two. Thank you for being here. Lots to talk about. The phone lines are open, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. If you missed the interview with Trey Gowdy, you can go back and get the Hour 1 podcast archive. You can also get the entire unedited sit-down with Trey Gowdy that I've got posted. All of that up on the SoundCloud page, soundcloud.com/KMC Radio. You can also visit the website, TheBingeThinker.com. That's where I do all of the writing and all of the podcasting, and just about everything connected to everything is there. Also, I've got a big announcement. I was very excited this last week to be re-approached by the management at townhall.com. They have engaged me now to not just write a once a week, you know, as I feel like it kind of column, but they have actually recruited me to come on to the paid staff and actually submit a couple of columns a week. So you're gonna start seeing much more of the written stuff. And tomorrow I've got one coming out on a very interesting topic. In fact, my next guest contributed. What I did was I because anything related to the Me Too stuff, it's always dicey. I've got a book proposal out before a couple of publishers, and they don't think that a man can write a book about the problem with the Me Too issue. And since men are the issue, I disagree. I think that men can address the issue and do so in a fairly healthy way, but the other side is they don't think anybody will buy it if a man writes it. So anyway, I'm having a hard time selling that concept. But it's the Me Too, the sexual harassment, the how do we protect our women, how do we keep our girls safe. This is a very important topic to me because I have a wife and a daughter. And so I'm very engaged in this, and not to mention that I wrote a book about men years ago. In fact, it's the best-selling book I've ever written. It was very, very well received. And women were the primary people that read it, particularly single moms. When they wanted to learn how to raise a better boy, they bought the book, The Kind of Man Every Man Should Be, by Kevin McCullough. And the ones to this day that wrote me the most meaningful letters of how it impacted them were all single moms trying to raise boys without men in the home, etc. But so all that to say, this week is Valentine's Week, and on Valentine's Week, Sports Illustrated has always put out their annual swimsuit issue, which is known in conservative households as the gateway drug to porn. In more liberal and progressive households, people just laugh at the conservative households for saying that. I grew up in a fundamentalist household. So when this would come in my mailbox when I was 13, 14 years old, my mom, after having a series of heart attacks and strokes before getting it to me, trying to get it into the garbage before I could see that it had come. She literally was like, I don't even think you should subscribe to Sports Illustrated because they produce this filth, this trash once a year. So it's long been a problematic, you know, issue for conservative and faith-based and religious households and so forth. People that are conservative in how they, view what relationships should be and what healthy relationships should look like and how you shouldn't objectify women and all this other stuff. Well, now that the Me Too thing has happened, okay, so last year you had, what, 26 weeks in a row in which a Me Too-related story led the headlines for the week. Like, it was one of the biggest stories of the week. So much so that Time Magazine named Me Too as their People of the Year. I don't even know who the Me Too people are. Like, it's various people that said, oh, okay, someone did something bad to me, and I'm telling my story. Me Too, hashtag Me Too. And I think it began a very healthy dialogue in the country. I think it exposed men, particularly men that are devoid of values. I think it exposed a very good area of address. So I'm hoping that men take it seriously and that they are inclined to be different in the days to come. But all that to say, this week, Valentine's Day week, Sports Illustrated puts out its swimsuit issue, and they got a lot of coverage going into the weekend. Vanity Fair wrote a big multi-page spread about it in their new issue. And there's all these people weighing in on it on social media because the issue after the Me Too, the year of Me Too, and in an issue where they were already scantily dressed models to begin with. I mean, in some of the, there's a reason why people thought it was kind of like a gateway drug to pornography, because there were many women that barely had anything on. But they actually enlisted three models to go full nude in the new issue, and they actually have these little trite sayings put all over them. And I would have pictures for the television audience, but I just don't think you need to see them. Like but they're stupid things. They say nurturer. One of them has nurturer written down her arm going down the side. One says lover. One says mother. One says truth. And this is supposed to be. These fully nude women in Sports Illustrated is supposed to be the way Sports Illustrated is going to take a stand for the Me Tooers. So you're going to try to limit objectifying women by making them more objectified. You're going to remove more of their clothing, make them more of sexual beings for all the public to see as a way of trying to undercut sexual harassment issues. It's kind of a strange approach, I thought. So anyway, that's what my column is about tomorrow morning, townhall.com. It comes out midnight tonight. But it's worth a read. I think they're doing it wrong. I think they're going the wrong direction. I don't think that you can have more and more naked girls on the pages of primarily a men's magazine and say that you're standing with the women who have been subjected to sexual harassment. I don't think it works that way. And I think anybody that says that it works that way is lying. I think men look at that issue like they look at all forms of adult men's issues, you know, whatever magazine, pick your poison, to objectify women and to be intrigued. I don't think that they're looking at those pictures going, wow, I wonder, you know, what her opinion on Korea is. they're just not. They're looking to see how good they look. And there's some very prurient reasons as to why. But anyway, read it for yourself. Tell me if you think I'm right or wrong, and then pass it on your social media and so forth. I'd be grateful for that. Now, normally, we have the Ladies Lounge at this time. And normally, we speak with our Lady of the Week, who this week is Ashley Papa, who we're just having a hard time reaching her for some reason. So she has not checked in yet. We've got texts up the wazoo and back. We're trying her phone number every 2 minutes. So if Ashley, you're listening and you're caught in a car accident, and you're pinned under your vehicle, I'm very, very sorry that we are blowing up your phone right now. But this has never happened. We've never had a ladies' lounger not be where she was going to be. So I'm hoping that nothing bad has happened. And Ashley's a great person. I'm sure she'll let us know how she's doing here momentarily. She's got some interesting things to talk about today, by the way, though. Now, you just have a number of minutes left to register to win this beauty, this white gold quarter carat diamond Valentine's Day necklace for the love of your life, or maybe yourself. It is Lord's Diamonds. It's a bezel cut. It's a bezel necklace, bezel diamond necklace. The diamond that's in the necklace itself is a quarter of a carat, but it is F color. It is VSI. It is such high quality. And the chain is a white gold chain. It is worth $950. We are giving it away to someone who has followed the Lord's Diamonds Instagram page. That's all you have to do to be registered to win in this contest, is to go to Instagram and click on the Lord's Diamonds page and hit follow. That's literally all you have to do to be registered in the contest. So what we're going to do is we're going to give that away in the hour, this hour at some point. If you have not registered, you still have a chance to do that. So go to Instagram right now. Pull up the Instagram on the phone. Go to Lord's Diamonds right now. Hit follow. You'll be automatically entered to win. We're going to draw a name from that registration later this hour. Okay. If we don't talk to Ashley, my phoner topic tonight is, are you sick of these Olympics? Do you hate these? I hate these Olympics so far. 888-340-3373. We'll take your call starting now. 888-340-3373.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What a little moonlight can do. What a little moonlight can do to you.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And we didn't cancel the Ladies' Lounge tonight. We still believe very much in the importance of brilliant women in media, and we're still going to be committed to giving them a platform. I just don't know what happened to Ashley Papa. I hope she's okay, literally. The thing is, like, of all the people that we've ever had as a guest on the show, she is the very last person that I would have ever guessed would have stood us up. And I don't think she stood us up. I think that when I find out what it was, that there's going to actually have been something that took place. But she books people for a living. So, like, she's got the double and triple check down in terms of, like, what they've got to do to... thank you, Kylie, our phone screener. Kylie, bringing me the coffee. I've got the stuff in the throat tonight. Anyway, so that's going to happen. If we can get a hold of her, we'll still get her on at some point tonight. But it's very unusual, and she's literally the last person that I would have ever guessed that this would have happened to. And I had so much I wanted to ask her about, because I don't think she likes the Olympics too much this year. So let me take phone calls on that. 888-340-3373. The Olympics this year have all kinds of stuff attached to them that just bug me. And I've tried to understand it. I've tried to be reasonable. I've had people on my Monday through Friday show. I had Gordon Chang on from Fox News this week. He's really knowledgeable about the Korean issue. And I said, Gordon, why is our ally, South Korea, playing footsies with North Korea? Why are they having this unification team? They're all marching under the... Because what it doesn't appear to me to be, this isn't North Korea coming to South Korea going, oh, please, can we play on your team? Kim Jong-un is getting a huge head from all this. Oh, look, they want to unify Korean Peninsula. Ah, ha, ha. I'd be the man in charge. Ha, ha, ha. And his sister is there. His sister is there, and she sat behind Vice President Pence on opening night, and the CNN has lost its God-given brains. That they just wrote this puff piece about how awesome it was and how wonderful she is and all the rest of it. And it's really, it's just inconceivable to me that we would have seen this happen in this day and age, where South Korea would have been like, hey, let's put North Korean team members on our hockey team. But they did. And so they're playing footsies. Well, that's one component that bothers me. That Kim Jong-un is getting kind of, you know, a pass here and kind of being made to look cool and all the rest of it. And NBC's doing their job, too. Oh, man. Oh, look, North Korea is like Disneyland with, you know, for campers. There's no food over there. 26 million people basically imprisoned in their own country. They starve. You try to escape, they shoot you. It's, you know, a wonderful place to be. Just ask Otto Warmbier. But then you've got, on top of that, you've got these speed skaters. Are they speed skaters, the gay guys that were going after Pence? Were they speed skaters? Okay. One of them is a speed skater. And he was saying about Pence, oh, Pence shouldn't come and be with our team. And everybody's like, why? And he's like, oh, because he's for gay reparative therapy. Which, Vice President Pence doesn't have any evidence of having said anything about that at all for a very long time. And he's like, well, and then when that was pointed out to the skater, he's like, well, then he should have been aware that, you know, Trump's Satan. And so we can't have, you know, VP Pence there because he represents Satan, who is President Trump. So then there's that element. Then there's the element of the opening ceremonies. And everyone's mocking South Korea because their torch thing is being joked about as though it's a phallic symbol. Throughout the media, they're saying it's a fire shooting male part, and they're laughing about it. Everybody's mocking it. And then you had everybody walking in, like, honest to goodness, man, the opening ceremonies, they were just the worst the other night. And it was like forever to get them in. And then, like, the history of the Koreans and I don't know. And then we went 0 for the world on medals in day one. So I already hate the Olympics. I hate the political aspects of it. I hate the way our team's treating our own country. I hate the fact that we're not winning anything, and we didn't evidently come prepared to do very well. And we're playing footsies with dictators, and the dictator's sister. She's being treated like royalty. You think she's Kate Middleton? You think she's like the crown prince of the United Kingdom? The way everybody's talking about her, and she may have had a hand in actually killing her own older brother. That Kim Jong-un helped kill, too. They firmly believe that was an assassination attempt from within the family. That's how reasonable people look at that. So, I don't know. I just already hate these Olympics. And they say the audience is down. I'm not sure. But are you watching? 888-340-3373. I'm just curious if other people have the same kind of feeling about it that I have. Because I'm done. We barely got started, and I'm already done. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We do have Frank calling us from Des Moines, Iowa. Hello, Frank. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Kevin. I'm so tired of Olympics, I haven't even seen them yet.
Good.
But I guess the perk is that at least we'll be probably guaranteed there'll be no missile launches or nuclear explosions over in North Korea.
Well, I asked Gordon Chang about that on Friday on my show, and he said he doesn't think that will happen.
Yeah. Thanks, the keyword. Hey, I tried to get you last week, but I wanted to talk to the man that talked to Melissa Francis. And I wanted to ask you about this weasel they had you lined up with on
right.
Fox News that took that weaselly little shot. Well, some people might say that it's like rats jumping
ship, right.
But
I would never stoop to that level. I would never. But my friends would say it, and I'm sitting here repeating it on national television.
Did you know who this weasel was? Did you have a hard time to keep from jumping through the screen?
I'd only seen him on the channel a couple of times. I had not debated him before, if you can call that a debate. It was more like me beating on a kid that had his eyes blindfolded. It was just ugly, and I called him out on it on both times that he said something. And then I reposted the video on social media, and I sent it out again. Like, I just feel like when you do that kind of stuff and you have zero evidence of it, you deserve every bit of scorn that people can heap upon you, because you're just destroying people's reputations.
I wanted to answer Trey Gowdy's question, and it's the idea that I or Trump, nobody that supports Trump is ever going to acknowledge that Russia had anything to do with this election, because that's conceding that somehow... you're conceding to the enemy that somehow Hillary lost because of that. And Trump is never going to utter those words out of his mouth.
Well, I don't think that's what Gowdy's saying. I think Gowdy's saying that it's easy to look, the Russians were up to no good. Someone making trouble in the neighborhood. Like, that, we know that part. Did he have anything to do with it? That's the question that the investigations are trying to answer. And I don't think it hurts Trump to say that the Russians hacked the DNC. I don't think it hurts him to say that they hacked John Podesta. I'll talk some more about that when we come back. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live!
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
So glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. Glad to be with you live from New York. Do you hate the Olympics yet? I actually posted that on social media last night. I said, do you literally hate the Olympics yet? And somebody said, well, the word hate should be exited from this conversation very quickly. Like, oh, okay. But what if I really hate them? What if I like, and then I don't mean like I want to kill them kind of hate, but like, I just don't want to watch them at all. Like I don't have any desire, unlike when I was a kid, to turn on the television and like, oh, hey, Team USA, USA, USA. Now I'm just like, are they back? Oh, good. And what's with the Olympic committee picking all of these hotspots for where they want to host the games? You know, Beijing, China, Is Sochi, Russia? Why are we, you know, 60 miles from North Korea? Why are we hosting these places? Are they trying to make some statement like the UN does? Which is what, exactly? Did you know, by the way, that Israel was attacked today by an Iranian drone? It came from Syrian airspace, but they had every right to take every bit of action that they wished to do that in response. But you know, we're sitting here going, okay, guys, you're not allowed to fly drones into Israel and to attack things. That's not, you're not allowed to know, Iran. You're not allowed to do that. This isn't the Obama White House anymore. And I hope that we do something. I hope we go, like, shoot all of their drones down wherever we think they're storing them. They're all at, like, one airfield. Just zap them all. Because I think that would be a violation of even the nuclear agreement. If they went on an offensive to attack Israel in any way, I think that would violate what they had said they would do about the... Oh, wow, look at that. Lord Steinman's followers just jumped by 10. There's 10 more people registered to win the beautiful diamond necklace tonight. Good for you guys. Okay, so here's what we've got going on. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Wide open phone lines. Evidently, our ladies' lounge guest, her battery died or something. I hope she's not lying dead in a ditch somewhere. I really pray that that's not, because I think that's what it would take for Ashley Papa not to join us. And so now I'm very, very, very concerned that she's okay. So I'm hoping that I can get word from her soon, because I don't want to be worried about her endlessly. I mean, she's got family and, you know, big, strong boyfriend, all the rest. I'm not from that end of things concerned. I just I'm really it's not like her to not be on the radio. She wrote this really good book, Vixen Investigation. It's all about busting up the mayoral affairs. You'd have to have been a long-time listener to understand the context of it. But anyway, so the phone lines are open, and we can talk about whatever you would like to talk about. 888-340-3373. Another thing that was in the headlines today, the president has delayed releasing the Democratic memo. He has delayed releasing it. He has not given the okay for its release yet. And part of the reason why is they're saying that it has a lot of sources and methods. Those were words that became very popular over the last couple of weeks in the discussion about the GOP memo that would be exposed if he released it as is. So this is actually genius on the part of the House Intel Democrats, because they don't want the GOP memo released. And they do everything they can to block it. They vote against releasing it both times. The Republicans say, okay, we'll release your memo too. No problem with us. Boom. They vote to release it. But the Democrats go, okay, so here's what we'll do. We'll put a lot of top secret information in it. So if the president does release it, then we can say he ruined national security. And if he doesn't release it, we'll say, oh, what are you hiding? And then if he releases it with redactions, say, oh, see, he's trying to cover stuff up. They literally wrote this memo, and by the way, I've talked to congressmen that have read it. You could release this with some redactions and get the basic meaning of everything that's being said in it, and it wouldn't foul things up. But they did it in such a way so that they can have some sort of way to just punch the president in the face, no matter what decision he makes. So if he releases it, oh, he's releasing national top secret security, just like Hillary Clinton did. And you banged on her for doing that with her unsecured server. If he releases it with redactions, oh, what does he have to hide? Why did he block out that paragraph? What's that right there blocked out for? We have the right to see that. And then if he doesn't release it at all, then say, oh, well, you know, we knew he wasn't going to release it anyway. He's just a politician. So that debate is bubbling up, and we've got some other top stories of the day we can get to as well. But take your calls, 888-340-3373. Do you hate the Olympics already? That's my question. Stay with me.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
800-506. So glad you're with us. Welcome to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you. And the phones are open, and it's just you and me the rest of the way. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I was already in a foul mood about the Olympics before they even rolled into town. But since they have started, I'm in an even more foul mood. And when I said something about it on social media today, I said, anybody else hate these Olympics so far? I had a friend from Norway pipe in right away and go, no, Norway's doing very good. I'm like, shut up, you Norwegian. But he's probably going to run for president of that country at some point and probably will win. And I'm probably going to be a consultant for his campaign. So I was just like, hey, what's up, Rutger? Hope it's all good. Hope you're doing well. And they were. They'd already won like four gold medals. We haven't won any medals yet. We're old for the world at this point, as of this speaking right now. And that's weird. We're usually like, you know, way out in front. We always win the most number of medals. But I was really, you know, weeks ago before they came down the gangway into the opening ceremonies last night, which was really like from yesterday morning, because what they showed on TV last night at like 9 p.m. took place at 8 a.m. that morning, because that's how far ahead they are from us. But I thought the opening ceremonies were, they were like, and the ratings are way down, and people are like, I don't know, but you know, my bride, who normally is somewhat, you know, well informed politically speaking, she had not heard about the South Korea North Koreans joining one team thing, and. So you have two countries there. You have the dictator in the north, who for some reason the lawfully elected president of the south is trying to appease. Like whatever Kim Jong-un is asking for, President Moon is just giving him. So he says, we'd be on your team. Okay, yeah, you can come. So the Korean hockey team for the women is going to be like half North Korean and half South Korean. Now, you'll be able to tell them apart because when they get in the food lines, the North Koreans will be the ones knifing the South Koreans in the back to get their portions, thinking they're never going to see food again. Like, this is an upside for the North Koreans. Oh, this is what food looks like. Oh, breakfast cereal. We don't have this. We eat grass in North Korea. So, you know, I guess from that standpoint, for the athletes that get to come, you know, those North Korean athletes, they're going to be treated like kings for about 2 weeks, and then they're going to go back to their slave state. But it bothers me because it doesn't feel like South Korea has the upper hand in the relationship. Like, they didn't ask for it, but this guy, this President Moon, he wants to see a unified Korean peninsula. Now, I told Gordon Chang of the of Fox News Channel on Friday, I said, you know, If the Korean Peninsula unifies and it looks like modern day South Korea, I'm all good with that. Democracy, free markets, entrepreneurs, constitutional government, all that stuff, I'm all good with. If a united Korean Peninsula looks like what's going on north of that borderline, forget it. And so what happens? Well, they're all there. They all march in. And the North Korean dictator's sister is sitting in the same box on night one for the opening ceremonies as the vice president. So you have the dictator killer, you have his sister sitting like two rows behind Pence. Like, did she go through a metal detector? I want to know. I want to know. Did she have a knife? Was she gonna like knife Pence in the back? Was she gonna slip him a little poison like they did her older brother? And she was probably in on it because now she's, you know, a high-ranking official in the Northern Koreans. But, like, this kind of stuff's going on, like, weeks out from the start of the games. And I'm already like, huh? You know that, what's that one meme where Chris Rock, do you use the GIFs on the social media when they do the thing? Chris Rock has a great one for huh? And he's just like, huh? And that's what I felt reading these stories. How can you, if you're the free people of South Korea, how can you be okay with your government going, oh, yeah, let's let the North Koreans play on our team? That's weird. I'm sorry. I'm not Korean. I don't get it. Maybe there's a longing. But I asked Gordon Chang of Fox News, and I said, so what's going on here? And he goes, well, it's weird because the leftist president, and what we have is a liberal. And I knew it. I knew it. I knew the guy had to be a progressive because no self-respecting conservative would sit there and go, oh, please, Mr. Kim Jong-un, let your people play on our team. They'd be like, go get your own team. We get off our team. We made this team. Not like what Barack Obama said, you didn't build that. We built that. That's our team. That should be our team. So they didn't even use the South Korean flag in the opening ceremony. They marched in under a unification, which was the color of the UN blue, which I think is the pansiest blue color on planet Earth. Have you seen the UN blue? It's like, here comes the UN. Oh, okay. That strikes fear in my heart if I'm some sort of dictator tin pot in some country. Oh, I see you guys. Oh, you're waving the white flag. Oh, with the little pansy blue colors on it. And that's the color that the Koreans had in the flag that they were walking in with of the Olympic Stadium. So I was already, like, that was my mindset before they ever got to the boringest, dullest, longest, most mind-numbingly stupid opening ceremonies ever last night. And then I wake up this morning and I'm looking at the news and like, yeah, USA shut out of medals on day one. I'm like, why are we even there? Now, Drudge has had a story up all day that evidently some of the vendors of the local areas are selling dog meat soup just outside the Olympic Stadium. In fact, there's a story, CBS News is reporting it. Canadian figure skater Megan Duhamel is hoping to win a gold medal for South Korea this month, though no prize could be more life-changing than her previous souvenir. She got an affordable miniature dachshund mix with big ears the last time she was there. But now you can actually have dachshund soup. That's what they're selling. Not far, they say, within the shadow's reach of the Olympic Stadium. Now, I don't know any Olympic athletes that are going to go eat dog soup. But evidently they can. So there you go. All right, the time is up. Your last 4 minutes to go register to win the Lord's Diamonds Valentine's Day giveaway. Because we're naming the winner when we come back. It is Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you.
right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Well, this week, you know what this week is, right? You better know. If you've got a smoochy smoochy in your life, you better know. And you better have made those plans to do what you need to do. Get some flowers, maybe ask her out for dinner. If she's the mother of children, make sure that she doesn't have to cook that day. You know, there's all those things. Here's the thing. We told you a couple of weeks ago, actually several weeks ago, that we were going to give away a beautiful gift for Valentine's Day, which is this coming week, and we were going to give it away tonight. And it is a quarter-carat diamond-bezeled necklace. The chain is white gold. The stone is F color and BSI clarity. Very, very beautiful. Very, very nice. A gift valued at more than $950. And this was from our good friends, Lord's Diamonds. Now, Lord's Diamonds has personally taken care of the McCullough household whenever I've had diamond jewelry that I've wanted to bestow upon the lovely bride. In fact, I bought her a fifth anniversary gift from there, which was an eternity band made of diamonds. And I knew the proprietor got me more diamond than I could have gotten anywhere else for less money, and it was a beautiful ring, beautiful experience. The lovely bride loved it. She still wears it now as kind of the replacement for her engagement and wedding ring because it just means so much to her. So I highly recommend Lord's Diamonds anywhere and everywhere, and you can find them on the web at lordsdiamonds.com. But Anu, the proprietor of Lord's Diamonds, said, Kevin, I want to bless somebody for Valentine's Day, so you have a contest however you want to. So we said, hey, why not encourage people to follow you on Instagram? And so we started letting people do that over the last number of years and or weeks. And Kyle, I need you to give me a number between 1 and 107. Pick 50. Okay, hold on. Gotta go. Gotta pick number 50. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All right, we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Eileen Council. Now, it won't arrive by Valentine's Day, but Eileen Council, who also recommended, I think it's her husband, Brown Council, to join them. Eileen is the winner of tonight's beautiful diamond necklace for Valentine's Day from Lord's Diamonds. And I hope that Eileen has many, many precious memories with it in the weeks and days to come. So happy Valentine's Day, Eileen. And you'll be getting it in the mail very, very shortly. All right, we've got so much to cover every Saturday night. I'm always happy when you're able to join us. We also have an update on Ashley Papa. She texted me, and I just wanted you to read. She said, Kevin, I'm so sorry. We had an emergency pop-up and did not have a phone to alert you. I said, well, I knew it had to be something specific and serious. She said, well, we spent the last 2 hours looking for my pups, and we did find them. They were covered in mud, but didn't have any way of alerting you guys. Didn't know.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.